Okay. Today's share is about Netilas Yadayim. We know from our practice that Netilas Yadayim we do before we eat bread. We wash Netilas Yadayim. This is a Takana Derabon. To wash your hands before you eat bread. Because Chachamim Gugozer Tumas Yadayim. The original din was for Truma, that people used to touch Truma, and Chachamim Gugozer Tumas Yadayim, and this was an extension to Truma, that if you shouldn't touch, you shouldn't eat chulin without Netilas Yadayim, because we'll come to eat truma without Netilas Yadayim. See, chulin, we don't really care about truma. What's the big deal? But the truma, we do care. But they made this gzera. Now, why did they only make the gzera by bread? Why did they say anything you eat? You should wash Netilas Yadayim. So, Rabbeinu Yonah explains that Netilas Yadayim was made for Truma because you would come to touch the Truma with your dirty hands. So bread is a type of food that's normally eaten with the hands. So therefore they who goes there, the Netilas Yadayim on Truma, on Chulin, dafka on bread, which is normally eaten with your hands. And furthermore, most Truma that's Midoraisa only applies to things that are made from the grains. Like the Truma of Peros is only the Rabbanim. So they only extended it to things made with the grains, like bread and things like that, because those exist in the truma realm, midaraisa. Midaraisa. Now, how much bread do you have to eat to wash the Netilas Yadayim? So the Shulchan Aruch says that since this is learned out from Truma, and it's learned out from Tuma, it has to be at least a beitza of bread. And the beitza is brother Ravadi said from Ravadi, some would say from Ravadi Kotla, the baits of bread is the middle slice of bread. So the middle slice of bread, that has to be, if you eat less than that, then according to the Shulchan Aruch, technically speaking, you don't make a bracha. You might, we're machmir, we wash, like the Mishnah Berurah says, even a little bit of bread, you wash the Netilas Yadayim. But to make the bracha, the Shulchan Aruch says you have to eat at least one big slice of bread, you know, like the middle slice of a rye bread, in order to make the bracha of all the Netilas Yadayim. The Gra was of the opinion that even a kezayis you can make the bracha on. So usually, you know, it's always kedai, why not? If you're already washing, just eat not so much more. Eat a kebetz of bread and then wash the Netilas Yadayim and with a bracha. And unless, then you wash without a bracha.
Just to back up, for you said that we're learning out from Truma. Wouldn't that be a concern only for Kohanim? Like, why is the Jair made for Yidden?
Well, in other words, Kohanim, that's true, Kohanim eat Truma, but Israel could touch Truma. So So maybe it was some type of. But you're right. You have a good point. Maybe they should have only made the gzeir of Netilas Yadayim for Kohanim who eat the Truma. So I gave you an answer, well, Yisrael can touch the Truma. It's not such a good answer, I'll tell you why. Because the halacha, what's the halacha of the Netilas Yadayim? Say, I'm feeding you bread. So I'm touching the bread, and I'm just feeding it into your mouth. So who has to wash the Netilas Yadayim? Me or you? So the halacha is the person who's eating the bread washes the tefillah yadayim, not the person who's touching the bread, which is interesting. It's a paradox. So you would think the whole idea is the touching, right? The person who's eating, who wasn't touching, maybe shouldn't have to wash the tefillah yadayim. But the halacha is no. The tefillah yadayim was said. It's a gzeira that was said about eating. When you eat, you normally touch. But I guess they didn't want to make so they made a low plug. Even if you're not touching the bread, you still have to wash the tefillah yadayim. But it's interesting that it works l'kula also. That if you're touching and you're not eating, you don't have to wash the tefillah yadayim. So if I touch bread, or even if I'm feeding you bread, I don't have to wash the tefillah yadayim. Only you, the eater, has to wash the tefillah yadayim. So that's what comes into that question of you ask, why shouldn't they have just made the din of the Tefillas Yadayim on the of Kohanim? And I said, well, Yisraelim touch. But that's not really such a good answer, because the din Rabbanan of the Tefillas Yadayim is not on touching, it's just on eating. It's on eating because of touching. But if you touch and you don't eat, even though the real reason is the touching. So it makes more sense to say that the person who's touching should wash the tefillah yadayim the person's eating, but nonetheless, that's the halacha.
I don't know what the story is, but I've seen people who are halachically competent who eat bread, who have eaten bread without touching the bread with a wrap or a napkin, so they don't wash.
Right. So this is So Rabbi Mendelsohn is saying that he's seen people of high stature who don't wash the tefillah yadayim. And they just use their wrapper, right? You've seen those people, right? So what do I say? What do I say back? I say back like this. The Rambam has this thing. The Rambam's opinion is that I believe that if you don't touch, you don't have to. It means if your hands are covered up, you don't have. We don't paskin like that. But let me tell you what we do paskin. See, the question is, what if there's no water around in the vicinity? So what do you do? Or maybe there is water, but there's no cup. So what do you do? So the halacha is that you have to get it. Now, how far do you have to go to get it? So if you're traveling on the road, you have to go 72 minutes travel in the way that you're going to get it. So if you want to eat now, but you know you can travel, and in 72 minutes you can get to a place where you can get a water and cup, then you're mechuyev to do so. But if to go out of your way, if you know that if you go out of your way you'll get, you only have to go 18 minutes out of your way. 72 minutes during the direction that you're going, and 18 minutes out of your way. So if you're at home, so everything is out of your way, because you're not planning to go anywhere. So 18 minutes. So if I know that I can get, stuck someplace and I can go 18 minutes out of my way and I could get it, so then I'm a chuyiv to get it.
18 minutes one way.
18 minutes. So I'm here, there's no water in the community, but I know if I'll travel 18 minutes I can get it, then I'm a chuyiv to travel 18 minutes. Because again, when I'm home, any place that goes out of the way. Oh, so there, one second. So there the Shulchan Aruch says you should be machmir, that even though there's no water, 18 minutes or 72 minutes, you tried, or you know that even if you'll try, there won't be, you still should be machmir to cover your hands. So that's when we say, we use the covering of the hands, not a kula, as a chumrah. But even though in the cases where Mikra did your putter, you should still cover your hands. you should still cover your hands. But in a case where you could get the water, then we pass in, there's no heter just to cover your hands. So that's, yeah.
I was just going to look at, is there any difference in 18 minutes of walking or driving?
Yeah, so if you have a car, say 15 minutes by car. If you don't have a car, then say 15 minutes, walk. Right, that's all Tala. And there was Shulchan Aruch says 4 meal versus 1 meal, and the poskim say it's a question of time. So if you have a car, it'll be 4 meal by car. If you don't have a car, then it's by walking.
How big does a kli have to be that one uses poshtrain?
Well, so the kli has to hold the revius. The kli that has to hold approximately 3.3 ounces of water to hold to, right. And the, you need a kli to wash your hands. You can't wash without a kli. So you can have water, but if you don't have a kli, then you're not. Yeah.
That's why I do not need it, just to cover all of the hand.
Right. So we'll talk in a second. How that works, but the cup has to hold a revius of water, just like when you're having a kos for kiddush, it has to hold a revius.
Just clear up for a second, if you're not going to go to the 18 minutes to get the, like, let's say you're on a coach bus and you have a bagel, so there's nowhere to wash. You're not
going
to go, like, you're not going to take the bus 18 minutes somewhere to wash it. What's...
You mean because they won't...
Let's say you're going somewhere, you're
going on
a school trip.
You mean they won't... So are they going to stop?
No, they're not going to stop. So just don't eat it.
They wouldn't stop for you.
Let's say no.
Maybe. You have to ask. You have to ask.
Yeah, in other words, if you're driving on your own, so maybe you could say that then you're in control. But if you're not in control, so then it's a problem. I would have to think, I could say, I'm not saying halacha now, but I'm just thinking aloud that maybe if you're not in control, so in the destination, no, but you only get it when you get to the destination. So then maybe if the destination is not for more than I don't know which one to choose, the 72 or the 18, then maybe Mikra, then you'll be Potter.
If you're Potter, then what? You're just allowed to eat it?
So when you're Potter, then you can eat it with your hands covered. But I'm not. I have to think about that. I don't want to paskin on this particular shayla. If I never, you know, if you're in the bus and they're not going to stop, well, is that considered? I have to think about that. Maybe I'll get back to you next time on it. But certainly, when you're in control, so then you have to do 72 minutes of driving in the direction that you're going. If you have to go out of the way, then it's 18 minutes out of the way. Now, there's a din also for pasav of a kistan, for cakes and cookies. If you eat a lot of them, you have to wash the tilos yadayim. So if you plan to eat a whole box of tam-tams, then you wash the tilos yadayim and you make some motzi on the tam-tams.
What's the translation?
Literally it means kiss is like a pocket. So it literally means a pas that was made into a pocket and you fill it with goodies. Okay. So like Rabbi Willig once gave an example, like a humantash is like a pocket and you fill it with goodies. So the poskim assume that a lot of different cakes and cookies have this status. Whereas if you're having noodles, so noodles is not pas at all. Even though you make a mazonas on it. But it's stringy. It's like Rav Shechter says, not like a loaf. Or if you have farina. Farina, you can eat a farina till it comes out of your nose. You're not going to have to wash the tilos yadayim. This is not pas. Farina, hot cereal?
Oatmeal.
What
pancakes
you do? Well, pancakes. Do you bake pancakes? How do you make pancakes?
I remember in yeshiva when the rosh was, if you're going to eat more than this amount of pancakes, you should walk.
Okay, usually it has to be something that's baked. Like cakes and cookies are baked. So cakes and cookies require, if you're full from them, then you have to make Netilas Yadayim and Hamotzi. Because again, pas above kisnin is also a type of pas. Yeah.
What happens if you make the mizonos, start eating the pas, and then realize you're going to get to pretty much a whole box or almost a meal?
Yeah, that's a very good question. That is a very good question. What if I'll read it to you. I wrote it down here. If a person began to eat cake with intent not to eat an amount sufficient of Kriya Suda, then changes his mind, he's not required to wash his hands or to recite the motzi on the additional cake, unless the additional amount he now intends to eat is in itself sufficient for Kriya Suda. In other words, say you ate a little bit, it wasn't Kriya Suda, now you're going to eat a little more, so it's going to be Kriya Suda between the two things. You don't have to wash. But now, if you're going to eat, you ate a certain amount, and now you're planning to eat, from now on, a Kviya Suda amount. Then you'd have to wash. Good. Okay. Now, as I said before, the vessel has to hold a revius of water, 3.3 ounces. The vessel, say, has a hole in it. So if the hole is in the bottom, so the vessel can't hold a revius of water, so then it's not going to be valid. If the hole is very minuscule, that it's dripping, so in an hour from now, it'll totally drip out, but it doesn't take an hour to wash the tilas yadayim, so you still shouldn't use it. But if there's a real Shas Hadchach, no other vessel is available, then you could use it. What if there's a hole towards the top? So then, say it could hold a revius below the hole. Holds on the side towards the top. So then the Shulchan Aruch says it's good, but you have to pour the water through the hole, because any part of the water above the hole is not considered a valid part of the vessel for the tila, because it doesn't hold water. So we view it as if the hole was mafsik between the top of the kli and the bottom of the kli. So then you can't pour the water above the hole. If you could somehow circumvent the hole by pouring the water over it and come out like this.
Yeah, the first case we talked about, if the hole is in the bottom and you pour it up, so that's no good because the water's going to go right out, even though you could do a quick drop. And if you have a very small hole, a minuscule hole, so it'll take a long time. It drips out, drip, 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 drip. So, but it's still going to take a long time, so there could be a reason to use it, b'shas hadchak. But what if the hole is over here? The hole is on the side. So here, you have 3.3, it's fine. So the post can say, but you have to pour it dafka out through here, because if you pour it through here, to the top, so this part is no longer considered a kli anymore. So it's like if it's coming not through a kli.
So therefore, you have to pour through the hole.
What's 3.3? A little plastic cup?
3 shot glasses in the next mission.
Okay.
Virginia, what about the other side?
1 second. So, so that's what it says. The hole is large enough to, pouring through the hole, is another question, is the hole so small, what is it will not, Okay. Now, all the question is that when you pour through the hole, then it's not so much hole is small, so the water dripping will not cover the hole. The whole hand at once. So now the question that comes up is, what about a spout? Could you pour through the spout? Like you have like a lot of a big thing that you keep water in, right? So could you just pour the water on your hand through the spout? So that is a big question, because if the spout protrudes above the rim of the kli, so then it's a problem, since the spout cannot contain water on its own right. So then, it's like when you pour through the spout, it's like you're pouring from your kli into another kli, and then onto your head, because the spout is considered like a separate unit. So if the spout is above the kli, so then you can't pour it through the spout, you have to pour it through the other side of the other part of the kli. But if the spout is lower than the top of the kli, the spout goes down, then one should pour dafka through the spout, because any part above the spout is considered a separate part of the kli, and the part above the spout can't contain any water. So it's like, so Bekitzer, if the spout is above the kli, dafka, don't pour it through the spout. Pour it through the rest of the kli. If the spout is below the rim of the kli, then dafka, pour through the spout. Because again, if the spout is above the kli, then the spout is considered like a different chelik, and since it doesn't hold the revius of mayim, it's not good. And if the spout is below, so it's the same thing, you know, the spout is like a hole. So, and if you pour it above the spout, it's as if you're pouring it from above the hole, and the part above the hole doesn't hold water. So Mamela, that's not good to pour directly on your hand. So Mamela, that's the claw. There's a question about paper cups, plastic cups for Netilas Yadayim, because normally we assume that things that are disposable are not mekabel tuma. So these things are, but who says the halacha is that kli avonim, right? It says beferish.
These are things that are made from stone or from dung, and not mekabel tuma. Right? And yet you can use them for the Netilas Yadayim. So you see that you can use things for the Netilas Yadayim even if they're not mekabel tuma. The answer is no. But over there,
These things are permanent things. It's that they're made from certain substances, therefore they're not mekabel. They're not mekabel tumah. But here it's disposable, so maybe that's considered a lack of chashivas. And but lemaisa, most posts can permit it to make the tilas yadayim through. You know, it happens a lot of times that there's a plastic cup, paper cup, as long as it's complete, it's not broken. So if you have mamish the other cup in front of you, then why get involved in the shayla? You know what I mean? Same thing comes up by Kiddush. You know, especially Shabbos day, Kiddush is not always a becher, but there's always plastic cups. So if you could avoid it, might as well avoid it, but if not, you could use it. Then you can use it, even one cup. Some or Scheinberg's into others making two cups, double cups, but you don't have to do it double. Pashut. Like the post can say, even one cup is good. But I mean, it would be better, obviously, if you could if you have a nice permanent cup. But it's not likuva. Okay. Good. Yeah, I'm listening.
Is the cup less than 3.3? If it's like 1.1, can you just use it
for
like 3 times?
No. That means you don't have a cup. Yeah. All you have a cup, like a little shot glass. That's all you have. You don't have a cup. So, go get a cup. You don't say, well, I'll just pour it, you know, 5 times with a little shot glass. No, that doesn't work. There are poskim that permitted for Kiddush. There's a famous Taz that says if you have schnapps in a little, you know, chassidim do this all the time. You have schnapps in a little thing, so then schnapps is chashuv, so then that gives it a chashivus even that. But you don't say that for the Tilas Yadayim. So it doesn't work. Okay. Now, the question is, what type of liquids can you use for Netilas Yadayim? So some Rishonim say it has to be like similar to a mikveh, where it has to be water. And others say that fruit juice is also called mei peiros, even though it's not good for a mikveh, but maybe it could be good for the tilas yadayim. So the Mishnah Berurah says that you can follow the opinion that permits fruit juice only real shas hakak. But if not, then not.
Backing up to the question, I heard that if there's no cup at all, then the evidence from the same can return all to the cup.
Yeah, so that's a question. That's a very good question. Could you just turn on and off the thing? Is that going? So the question is, what's the heter? You need a cup. So that heter would be assuming that the pipes is like a kli. There was no one says you can do the Tilas Yadayim without a cup. The only way you can do the Tilas Yadayim without a cup is what? What?
Themselves are a kli above the
skin. No, but what would be another hechitemtzer? If you dip your hands in a mikveh. Right? The halacha is if you dip your hands in a mikveh, that counts for the tilas yadayim. Okay? So that's one time. Maybe an extra chumash or two, but make sure it didn't even one time. Okay? Finished. We'll have to see what bracha should you make on such a thing, but right. So maybe you can't make we'll talk about that later in the shiur. But besides that, you have to have a kli. So that's the question: can you consider the pipes a kli or not? I wrote this article many years ago. Actually, it was only printed several years ago, but I wrote it many years before it was printed. I probably wrote this article like 20 years ago, and it was printed like 3 years ago. It was just laying around, not printed. So I remember when I wrote it, and one day I walked into, I think, to Paris Yerushalayim, the Lower East Side, and I saw David Feinstein. I told him I'm writing this article. So what should I say about the question of turning on and off the faucet? This was like 20 years ago. He said, leave it out. So I left it out. I mean, the Maisa, you know, it's a discussion. The poskim have a debate on this topic. I mean, consider that it's not so pashut. It's not so pashut. There's a guy, Wolfie. You know Wolfie here? He works on the plumbing. So he was trying to help me out like 20 years ago, trying to understand how the sink works, to try to figure out whether this is good or not. So he was trying to help me out. In the end, they're probably still confused, but it's not possible because you need a kli. And the only time is to say that the pipe is a kli.
And every set of pipes is
but is it coming directly from the pipe? When you're opening it, where's the water coming? That water that's going directly in your hand is probably going through something else before. Just like we said, if you have a kli, but then it goes through something else, that's no good. Like, if you have the hole, and it goes above the hole, so it's not going through a kli, it's going through the spout, that's also no good. So just because it once came through the pipe, doesn't necessarily permit it, unless it has to go directly from the pipe onto your hand.
If the faucet itself was big enough to hold the revius, then that's fine, probably. You have a very large faucet.
Right, well, the faucet itself can hold a revius. So then that would be maybe like a kli.
Maybe there.
Yeah. Okay. Then the question is, okay, so that could be a svara l'kula, if you consider the faucet a kli. Okay. No, because there, no tell means to use a kli. If the faucet is a kli, then you use the kli.
Lifting, no?
No. Netila is lashon matla. So the tilas yadayim by definition means the kli. By the way, the halacha is that you wash the tilas yadayim also for fruit or anything that you you usually have with liquid. Like if you have wet fruit, you have to wash the tilas yadayim.
They don't have to dry the fruit off.
If you dry the fruit off, then you don't have to wash it until you die. But if the fruit is wet...
It's only wet because you washed it.
Right, so now it's wet. If it's wet because you washed it, it's wet. So if you eat an apple, you rinsed off an apple, it's wet, so you have to wash... Natilas. We don't make the bracha. You wash hands, believe bracha. Because some posts can hold that din, that's called dover shetibulo b'mashka. And anything that's, but that point out, Rabbi Bari pointed out to me that you only say that by something that you normally eat with your hands. So say, for example, the question is, why don't you, if you have cereal and milk, so why don't you wash the tilas yadayim? Because the answer is cereal, as Rabbi Bari pointed out, cereal and milk, you don't usually eat it with your hands. You see, right? So something that you normally eat with your hands, the din of tibul of mashka is only If it's the derech is to touch the food.
Like cookies that you dip in milk?
Yeah, so cookies that you dip in milk. Could be a shayla.
Eat enough?
You don't need to eat enough.
Eat enough cookies alone.
Now then, I'm just eating, in other words, something that's tibula b'mashke. But the question is, it has to be maybe derech to be tibula b'mashke. So that's the only thing I have to think about. Is that called derech? In other words, most people don't dip their cookies in milk. But what about French fries and ketchup? So I don't know. What's the story there? But it has to be from the Zion Mashkin. They're only... Halacha only recognizes seven Mashkin. You know the seven Mashkin? Let's
go. These are the seven mashkin. Let's see. What is
it?
Yayin. Which one? Bash? Okay. Shin?
Sheikh.
Shannon? Kes?
Chomet? Vinegar?
Hello?
No.
Tess? Al?
Rosh?
Tom?
Tom? Tom, do that. What's your name? Right. And I saw someplace, they were, I forget who the originator of this is, that there's a remnant to all the different holidays. Yayin is what?
Pesach.
Purim.
Purim. Rosh.
Rosh Hashanah.
Hanukkah.
Shabbat
Hanukkah.
Shavuos.
Shavuos is Tov.
Sukkot.
Hal. Who?
Pesach.
What? Pesach.
Also
Pesach? So these are only if you dip in one of these. So, but so that means orange juice is not included.
Unless it's from concentrate water.
Unless it's from concentrate. But Tropicana orange juice is pure orange juice. 100%.
No.
What is that for?
Why is shaker not? If it's in like water.
Well, say what is shaker? Shaker is water.
Grain?
Yeah. Well, soda is water, color of water, right? So you have to use. So that means that ketchup would not be from the Zion Mashkin.
Is the water added when they made it?
I'm sure there's no problem, but is that.
Yeah.
So maybe that would be a reason that. Maybe it's not from the Zion Mashkin. But otherwise, it might be, it could be a shiloh. What do they give in the Chinese restaurants when they give you those noodles and you dip in what?
Sweet and sour.
What is that?
Sauce.
What? Sauce. What is it made from?
Sugar.
Apricot jelly, I think, yeah.
So what's the main thing? It's May Paris.
Main thing's Pine
Paris. Right. No, it's usually, you're at the Chinese restaurant, you're waiting for the guy to come with the menu. You have nothing to do, you know, so you have to, you can eat,
it's a mamish addictive. You can mamish eat, you know. And the noodles, do you have to, so would you have to convey a suit on those noodles?
For sure not the shrimp
suit. No, no. They're fried, though.
They're deep fried.
They're deep fried, they're not baked. So
maybe
yeah. For example, coming up to Hanukkah, so sufganiyot. You can eat 1,000 sufganiyot and you won't make a motzi. Because sufganiyot are not baked. So they're not pasah barbekisna. So there's no such thing as kaveh sud on sufganiyot.
Is it dhamma?
What?
Is it being a dhamma?
A dhamma.
Sufganiyot. Oh,
you think about the practice, yeah. Okay. So Lemaisa, the Magen Avraham says that the people are makel because there is a sheet of Tosfos that says that only when they were makel on Tshuva on Tshuva V'Tara do you have to wash
hands for.
Only when they were not going to tumma tara,
do you have to wash your hands for mepeiros, for not mepeiros, for dover shit. This is called dover shit kibulo b'mashke.
That's why at the seder night we all do this, right?
Kaveh yishur chatz. For chatz is when we take the vegetable and we put it in the meimelach.
So that everyone is,
all Jews do that.
That's part of the Seder, Kadei Shur Chatz. That's just during the year, not everyone is so makbid on this. Like a lot of times you're at a social gathering and there are grapes there, and the grapes are washed grapes. So Chorah needs Netilas Yadayim, and then not everyone is washing. So. When we have the cut up the melon, that's not a problem, because the melon is not washed. So then you don't have to wash the tears today, but the grapes are not washed. So, but if someone doesn't do it, there is what to rely on. The sheet of Tosfos that says that as well as there, we don't have to be makriv. But the Shulchan Aruch says, holds the opinion that you should be makriv. So, without a bracha.
At the Seder, if it's not like a derech that we normally dip stuff into salt water, should basically what Rabbi said from my body, should it be really high if it goes to dying or something?
No, what I said from my body is that it has to be something that you normally eat with your hands.
Rabbi's quote, I'm also saying that no one thinks they don't dip.
But no, that wasn't, I don't think I was saying for him per se. That's Tom.
Tom, okay.
I think. So.
Because of the Seder to Derech too? That makes
sense. Maybe.
Because in the year, you would never let people eat celery.
Right, when do I
start doing that?
Right. Okay, now, there is water. If the water was used for something else already, like you have dirty dishes in a basin of water, so then the water was called Nasas Bo Malacha. So, it was Nasas Bo Malacha. So that so if it's not says for malacha, then you can't use it for Netilas Yadayim. Okay. Now, by Netilas Yadayim, you also have to make sure that you don't have any chatzitza, any foreign object on your hand. Say if a pen mark. So a pen mark doesn't have any mamushes to it. It has to be something that you could feel. If it's ain't no mamush, then that's not a chatzitza. The big shayla comes up with a better ring. If you have a ring,
So it says in Shulchan Aruch that we take off rings and we go to mikvah. And the reason for this is, the Ravid says, is because even though, you see, the halacha is if you're not makpid on something, then that's not a chatzitza. Since you're not makpid, you want it there, it doesn't bother you. Yet it's there. So a ring, I want it to be there. I want the ring to be there. But if I would need dough, I would take the ring off. So even though I'm not needing dough at this very moment, but if I would, I would take it off. I would do some malacha that's dirty. I would do awesome crafts or something like that. So since in that situation, I would take it off. So the law states that that's a chatzitza. So the question is, what if you never would take it off? Say you don't need dough. So when a girl comes to the mikvah, so still the minhag is women take off everything. But for the kibbutz sedayim, it's not as common. So then there could be smart to say that if a woman has a ring and she never needs dough, never takes it off, then there's one to say that she wouldn't have to take it off for the tilas yadayim for washing for bread. Because it's not market, she wants it there, okay? She wants it there. But if she does take it off sometimes, for whatever reason, in other words, if she takes it off the mikveh, I don't think that counts because she's only taking it off because they're telling her to take it off, you know. But if she would go into the water with it on also, and she never takes it off. So male for the mikveh, that's a more chomer dukkah thing to go to the mikveh. But for Natilas Yadayim, it's not as chomer, so there could be leniencies over there. Now, what if you have a bandage, a cast or a bandage like that on your... So if it's something that's easily removable, you can just take off and put it back on to remove it to Natilas Yadayim, put it back on. But if it's something that is... you're not taking it off during the meal. There's no chashash you're going to take it off during the meal. So then you keep it on, even during the tilas yadayim. But you have to keep in mind one thing. See, there are really two ways, Rabosai, and this is an important point, the two ways of doing the tilas yadayim. Okay. One way is just pouring a ravis of water on each hand. One time, or say you have a cup, 3.3 ounces, you take all 3.3 and you pour it on one hand, and then you fill it up again and take another 3.3 on the other hand. So technically speaking, that's the best way of doing the tilas yadayim, because 3.3, a ravis of water for the tilas yadayim, is like a mikvah. What do I mean by a mikvah? That it's matir the hands, and the water doesn't become tummy. Okay? So technically speaking, even one time in each hand is sufficient. The other way of doing the tilas yadayim is taking a cup that has 3.3, but not pouring all the 3.3 at once, but rather pouring the first sum on your hand to cover the whole hand, but not the whole 3.3. That water will matahir the hand, but the hand then in turn will matame the water. And then take a second, the rest of the water, and pour a second time on that same hand, and the mayim shniim are matahir the mayim rishon. So then you would have to fill it up again, and then pour a little bit on the other hand,
twice. In other words, if you're doing it revius at once, then the mayim is matayim yadayim, there's no tumma. If you're doing it what? Twice, and then you're not using a revius, meaning you have to have started with a revius, but you're not pouring a revius at once, you're pouring a chatzi revius, and then another chatzi revius, so then you have to pour twice. In other words, if you pour a revius at once, and then another revius at once, on the other hand, then one revius is sufficient. Because the mind is the tahir yadayim, and it doesn't become tongue. But if you're pouring a chatzi revius, then you have to pour another chatzi revius, that the second water is a matahir in the first waters. And the same thing about the other hand. The minute is, even when we use revius, we're choshish for the shitas arriving, and we're metam, and we pour twice, even when we're using a revius. Even though Mikra Hadin, most poskim hold that you don't have to. Once you use revius, the bayit is talking, pour, it doesn't require a second natil.
But if you didn't, it's certainly kosher, Mikra Hadin. But if you use less than revius, even though you poured it from a cup that had a revius, but you only poured less than revius, then you're mechuyev to pour a second time to betaher the mayim rishon. Now, so this is the issue that happens. If you have a cast or a band-aid that you're not planning to take off, so the following thing, the halacha is that mayim shniim is only betaher mayim rishonim on the hand. So if you had a cast or a band-aid and you poured pachas miravis on your hand, so it's matahir in the hand, but it's matah miliyadayim. Now say some of the water on your hand then moved onto the cast. So then when you pour in mayim shniim on that water, that mayim rishonim, that mayim shniim is not going to be matahir the mayim rishonim because it wasn't on the hand, it was on the cast. So then, if it now drips back onto the hand, you're going to have mayim rishonim that originally were on the hand, went onto the cast, and the cast back onto the hand, that never got nitar. So then you're going to be up a problem. So that's what the poskim say, that whenever you have a cast, and you're using, washing the field, say, now you always make sure to use your revius at once. So this way you won't have any mayim to make. Okay. Good? Good. There's also a halacha of niguf that you have to make sure to dry your hands after Netilas Yadayim. Now, so our minhag is we always do niguf, but some point. I think the post can point out that Mikra Adin, if you're using a revius, you don't even need niguf, Mikra Adin. Because there's no mayim to mayim. So, but our minhag is we always do niguf. And we consider niguf part of the netila. That's why our minhag is we make the bracha of al-netilas yadayim. We make the bracha of al-netilas yadayim after we wash the hands, but before the niguf. Even though usually when we do a mitzvah, we make the bracha before, but if the mitzvah requires purification and your hands might be dirty from before, then we don't. The water must be poured onto the hand by an action of a human being. Say, for example, the wind tilted the barrel, and now the water's coming out of the barrel. You can't use that for Netilas Yadayim. There's a question whether if the pourer could be an animal, like a monkey. That's a discussion in the Mishnah. Because that's not the wind. It's still a... However, many poskim do not permit the use of pourer by an animal. It might have to be not only koach hanosein, but koach gavra. It's also preferable. Now we mentioned that there are two ways of doing the Tilas Yadayim. So we do it either twice with Pachas Merviyas or once with the Merviyas. Now you have to also make sure when you're washing the Tilas Yadayim that if you not to touch your washed hand with your unwashed hand. In other words, if you wash your hands, Tilas Yadayim, you washed first your right hand, and then now you're gonna wash your left hand, but in the meantime you accidentally touched your right hand with your left hand that wasn't washed yet, then you ruined your Netila. You have to start again. And then there's also a minhag that after you wash the Tilas Yadayim, before you do the Niguv, that you shifshuf, you rub your hands together to get rid of any excess filth.
And that's after we wash it?
Right.
Before we dry it, right.
Now, the halacha is that after the completion of the tila, one should not make an interruption before eating. So that means to walk 22 amos, which is not so good. It takes you, 9 seconds or something. So most of us don't fulfill this halacha. Because the halacha is about walking and about just having time elapse. At weddings, a lot of these weddings, the good thing they do is they have those pieces of bread next to Netilas Yadayim. And now they're even smarter than they used to be. They give you shlemus. They give you, a whole ball, not just a cut up piece of bread. So I always go for those, because this way you get the union of take of the tilas, or else you're making a hefsek till you find your place. It's the whole thing at a wedding to find your seat. It can take forever. I was once at a wedding. And it's taking so long to find the seat. I finally discovered that the table didn't exist. but even though it's not likuva, but certainly katila. So if you could, this is the best thing. The best thing, you wash the field to die. The bread is right there. You don't even have to be massive. You get it within 9-10 seconds. So I recommend that.
Similar. The Hasidic Rebbe, if you become a Hasidic Rebbe, it's also good. Then they bring you the basin and the water to your face, and then you also don't have to be mastic.
It's similar to having the bread next to the washing station. I was once at a Shabbos meal, maybe 15, 20 people, and rather than having everyone wash, come and wait for the coffee, but they cut in advance or set out pieces in advance and there wouldn't be absolutely rough on.
Well,
you said that was quite
so there, you're supposed to make a hamotzi on the shleimos, especially Lechem Mishnah.
So if they, everyone had like little collars by their place, you could wash and do it that way.
Slice.
But you have, right, it was a Shabbos, you want to be Yotzei Lechem Mishra, so you don't want to make the motion sliced. So it's another.
Some people are annoyed to still dry their hands until they get to their
right, food. So that's another way of doing it. To keep your hands wet and keep hold the paper towel and only dry your hands when you get to the seat. It's not the best thing. Because Mikra Din, if you use the Revius, which is probably the preferable way to do it, you don't even have to dry your hands Mikra Din. So it's not the best thing is when they have the bread there. Now they have the Shlemus there, so I'm very impressed. I am very impressed. Now, there's another halacha that if in the middle of the meal you use the bathroom in the middle of the meal, you have to wash the tefillos yadayim again. People don't know this. And there's a question whether you have to make a bracha, some are mechalek if you had bowel movement and you have to make a bracha, if it was only urination, then not a bracha. The maisa, the minhag is that not to make a bracha, but to wash again. This comes up a lot at weddings. Because at weddings, what happens is, if they have some wedding halls, there's a sink there. The sink's there. So the sink is not going anywhere. At some wedding halls, they just have what? They just bring the water, you know, like a makeshift thing. And then they only have that at the beginning of the wedding. In the middle of the wedding, they assume everyone washed by now, they're not going to have it. But they don't know the halacha that if you went to the bathroom in the middle of the wedding, you still have to wash the tefillos yadayim. So then it becomes complicated. So that's why, yeah.
What kind of
office of
bagel
wasser? Yeah, that's a whole, that requires a whole other, it's more lenient, you should know, bagel wasser, and then that'd be fun. Yeah.
They were washing after the bathroom anyway. Like after you go to the bathroom, you have to wash your hands anyway.
No, but you need a clean now.
Don't you use it? Most people use a clean anyway after the
bathroom. Well, Mikra did, and if you just during the day when you use the bathroom, you don't have to really use a clean. Unless you clean it without a mitzvah.
Well,
say in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
Then that became just from a zach. Use a clean in the middle of the day. But there's no way real halacha of using a clean in the middle of the day. If you're planning to daven mincha, if you go to the bath, you plan to daven mincha, then, you know, there's an Indian to use a kli. So stand in the middle of the day to use a kli is not really a
kli. No need to do that?
No. But if in the meal, you're in the middle of the meal, then you have to use a kli.
You also have to.
So I said, there's some kind of machalik between different things that you did in the bathroom. But, right? But at the end of the day, I think we follow the... That we don't make a bracha, we just wash the tefillos yadayim and leave bracha. But you should wash the tefillos yadayim. That's a halacha. It's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch, and people in Mezalos know that, because they don't know the halacha.
So if you do wash it when you go after the bathroom with a cup, then you don't have to wash again. It's in the middle of the meal.
In the middle of the meal, and you wash with a cup, you wash with a cup. You don't have a cup to wash. Like in most bathrooms, you don't necessarily have cups. So if you're in a catering hall that has sinks, so then the sinks don't go anyplace. But if they have a catering hall, then they just bring out those, you know, buckets, you know, those things of water, you know, and then those, you know, don't necessarily fill up during the rest of the wedding. So then you would have to take a cup to the bathroom. So that becomes a little glad he said to take a cup to the bathroom, but that's, you know, it's not the most pleasant thing to have to do. Now, in terms of the mikvah, I said the post can discuss whether do you make bracha tefillas yadayim or al tefillas yadayim. So the Magen Avraham says that if you use water that you theoretically could use for the tefillos yadayim, you just did a derech tefillah, you can make alatilas yadai. But if the water is not valid for the tila, for example, it's too salty to drink, so it's no good for the tila, but since it's derech tvila, it's okay, then you should make it al tvilas yadai. Okay, so I think we've covered the basic halachas here of bread, prasabava kisnin. Mayim, Katsitsa, the actual Tila, two types of the Tila, called Nosrein, Tvila. There's a question about snow. What's the din if you just put your hands in the snow? What do you say?
It snows like a mitzvah.
Yeah. Yeah, in other words, what Mechaber says, if you have 40 saw of snow spread on the ground, that's a mikvah.
Does that count as a mikvah if you go into it? If you roll around in it?
Yeah, so the Maisa, the Mechaber says it's a mikvah, but there's other posts can say that it's only after it melts.
Can you stick your fork in it? Can you do
it? Yeah, so that's the question. If you do tefillah, it's Caleb. So the Maisa, Mice were machmir, not to rely on it. Because the other posts can say, the Mechaber says you can use snow for a mikvah if you have 40 snow. And others say, no, only when the snow melts, not in the snowfall. And other posts can say, even after it melts, it's no good. So that's a big discussion in the poskim. An ocean is a mikvah. A lake is not necessarily a mikvah. You know, lakes are, you know, that's a, you know, you don't know about lakes, because lakes, you don't know how they're made. Some people, you know, just use lakes for their wives, you know, in the mountains. It's not so simple. Because some lakes could be man-made, could be made with vessels, and could be, I wouldn't rely on people, unless the lake was checked out of how it was made. Well, most people don't check out the lakes. So they just use lakes. It's not so simple to use a lake for. They use it for the Tefillas Kalim, they use it for their wives, they use it for this. It's not so simple. So it's better to go to, even if it means to travel an hour to go to the mikvah, so. You know, it's better to do that, unless you know that the lake was checked out. There's no problem with how the lake was made. Okay, Rosai. Always a pleasure. Mazel tov to Rabbi Nemes and the birth of.